Hello, everyone. This is the 24th of February for this audio boo, and I'm recording again using the iPhone 4S and the Fire 2 field recorder. And I believe I have the settings correct this time. And we will... I don't know. I don't have much to offer today, but I figured... just to test out some base end of things to make sure things are being picked up the way I want. I'm sure I'll get to hear this anyway. This is totally pointless. But we're going into the laundry area where the dryer is currently running. And as you can tell, so is the washing machine. It's a very interesting washing machine. It's one of the first ones I've gotten to use that... the motor doesn't have this constant hum like the dryer does. Unfortunately, you can't hear the difference. Actually, you can. Watch. See, you can hear all the swishing. But it's some kind of direct drive motor. It doesn't... It's not like some constantly running motor with a clutch and a belt or whatever. I don't know how some of the older machines work. I'm just kind of guessing. But this one is kind of quiet, except for the sloshing. And kind of cool. The only time it really hums is when the pump goes to empty it. So I've turned back on the dryer. And I haven't even bothered to look at the audio or the February questions for the month. Except until today, I kind of looked at some of them, and today is about the Steve Jobs, how has Apple changed my life? Well, Apple changed my life because, I think one of the big ways is the fact that they came out with something, and right out of the gate, it was quite awesome. The access to the iPhone when the iPhone 3GS came out, it was unparalleled to that point, I thought. We could take a brand new iPhone right out of the box, turn it on, and I think at the time we had to use a Mac or PC to be sure that speech would be turned on, but we could independently get it talking and be able to use it just as a sighted person would, we didn't get a specially rendered version of things. We basically got whatever anyone else would get, except of course the icons would be displayed for people looking at the screen, but we had nice descriptions like mail or messages or phone or contacts. I didn't realize until later that those words are not written on the screen. They're depicted with icons. And so it became apparent to me that in order to help people, I would need to get an idea of what some of these icons look like, because I can't tell a friend of mine, for example, who's looking at the screen, I can't say, just tap messages. No. Doesn't really work that way. It's an icon. So that's kind of cool. And Apple changed my life even before the iPhone. I switched to a Mac in late 2007, and I have enjoyed it thoroughly. It gave me the best of both worlds. Before that, I was using Linux a lot, and I love the fact that Mac OS runs on top of Linux. So I can kind of get my Mac on or get my Linux geekdom on. And sometimes, rather than dealing with a clunky file browser, I can just get right into the terminal, issue commands, and do what I need to do. I like that. And so, I believe that's it, but the one other thing I want to insert is that the GUI on the Mac OS just seems to work really well for me. I rarely get a crash, and it was getting to a point where before I switched to the Mac, I was using Linux as the command line interface only. And I was getting tired of not being able to do certain things because I didn't have a graphical user interface like everyone else did, and couldn't do some of the really cool maintenance, maybe, or just managing things as easily as everyone else. And I still love tweaking and learning about things through man pages and things like that, but I have, I guess my level of patience with all that has been decreasing. I just want to do stuff. So that's my scoop for today. It's, well, not scoop, I don't know what it is. I don't even know what this boo is. But I have had a good day, it's been a long day, and all is well, and I'm doing laundry, and all will continue to be thus in terms of being well, and I will not be doing laundry for the rest of my life, although it will occur weekly, probably. Anyway, goodbye, and thank you for listening, if you've gotten this far. If not, still, thank you.